Well, things are certainly hopping over at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts over in Covington. And joining me here in the studio this evening is the Managing Theater Director of the Carnegie, Mr. Josh Steele. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, Jim.
The 2012-13 season is a very exciting season for you guys because you're doing a lot of collaborations and you're bringing back a popular director, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, we've got an awful lot going on. Many things continuing in the tradition of things the Carnegie Theater Series has been doing for the past 4 years, and some new strokes for us as well. A lot of cool stuff going on.
We are starting the season in the summer, August, with Xanadu, the popular musical based on the movie, and you're bringing back a well-known theater celebrity in Cincinnati.
Theater celebrity, don't let him hear that. Alan Patrick Kenny returns to the Cincinnati area to direct Xanadu. Theater folks around town will remember Alan from New Stage Collective, the lost and lamented theater company that produced largely new works and sort of off-Broadway pieces for many years. Alan and I actually founded that company together back in 2002, and it's always a pleasure to work with Alan. He and I go way, way back. And he last directed Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which was another movie musical adaptation that was a big hit for the Carnegie a few years ago. By everyone's account, a very talented director, and I think someone who really get that sort of ironic, tongue-in-cheek feel of Xanadu.
For listeners who are familiar with the movie, there's a lot of roller skating in the movie. Is there a lot of roller skating at the Carnegie?
There is. Of course, based on the wonderful Olivia Newton-John vehicle from 1980, set in Venice Beach, California in the early 80s. So yes, of course, a lot of roller skating, leg warmers, short shorts. The final number, for those who are familiar with the movie, it ends in just a massive and absurdly long disco dance party replete with roller skates. And such will be the case in the musical as well.
And juxtaposed to this whole 80s roller disco kind of theme, it's actually a story about the Greek gods and goddesses.
Yeah, so it's sort of Xanadu meets Clash of the Titans. So in one scene, you actually see sort of Laurence Olivier's Zeus and all these very tongue-in-cheek cinematic references. So it's a story about a struggling chalk artist, Sonny, who is visited by the Greek muse, Clio, and she inspires him to create the greatest work of art the world has ever known, the roller disco, and hilarity and intense drama ensues.
Now, moving along, in the fall, you're actually going to be doing a collaboration with the Human Race Theater in Dayton.
We're very excited about this project. I've been talking with the folks at Human Race for many years about doing a collaboration, and we finally found a really nice piece for that to take place. This is actually going to be a brand new work. It's the world premiere of a new drama called Under a Red Moon, which was written by Michael Slade, who is actually more known in the television world as a television writer. And it's a taut psychological thriller, sort of in the vein of Silence of the Lambs, based on true incidents in London immediately following World War II of the acid bath murders, a serial murderer who would put his victims in vats of acid and dissolve them. So very spooky, very intense. And the entire play is three actors. There's the serial killer, John Hay, and a psychiatrist who comes to interview him, and then a prison guard. And it's just 75, 80 minutes of pure, intense psychological drama. It'll be a cool piece.
Now, how does a collaboration work with a theater that's up in Dayton? Are you guys splitting time? How are you doing that?
This is actually, if you talk to most theater companies around the country, if you say co-production, that is what we're doing in the truest sense. So this is a show that we're both investing resources in developing and rehearsing. It'll play for 2 weeks in Dayton at the end of October, and then it comes to the Carnegie and plays for another 3 weeks. Same cast, same set, and we're basically translating this show from their stage to ours. So it'll be a fascinating first go and a really engaging collaboration for us. Human Race is a fine company, and I've already, even though we haven't set foot in a rehearsal room yet, I've really enjoyed the process and working with those folks up there.
Now, you're also bringing in a concert performance of a musical, which you've been doing for the past few years.
Last year, we had a very successful concert staging of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, which we were really thrilled with the success of that project. It was a collaboration with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, with their musicians conducted by that organization's conductor, Misha Santora. We're bringing back the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra and Misha and doing another concert adaptation of Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, the beloved tale, of course, of Arthur and Lancelot and Guinevere. And the concert format is really cool for us because those who have been to the Carnegie know that it's a unique space and also a small space. There are lots of shows that in their normal or typical iterations you wouldn't expect could be pulled off in our space. So a concert adaptation lets us sort of scale down and really focus on the words and music of the story without all the trappings that make these shows really tedious. So If you come to this show, you won't see suits of armor, you won't see a joust, but you will see some fabulous talent from both Cincinnati and around the country, and of course, the tremendous musicians from the Chamber Orchestra. So it's a really lovely evening of sort of chamber musical theater.
You finish out the season working again with one of the local universities. This has become sort of a hallmark of the Carnegie. Once a year, you work with one of the local universities on a production.
We're partnering once again with CCM, although this is the first time we're partnering with the musical theater wing of that university. As many folks around town know, CCM is one of the country's most renowned training programs for both dramatic and musical theater actors. And we're very pleased to team with them for a production of Jason Robert Brown's Parade. It's a beautiful, beautiful musical that's very rarely produced. It's fairly dark, fairly intense. It was winner of both Best Book and Best Score from the Tony Awards in 2000, yet has only received one major production locally. So we're very pleased to be sort of the local professional premiere of this show. And directed by Ed Cohen and Deanne Brill, a fabulous husband and wife team who have worked at the Carnegie many times before. And we'll have a full production team that encompasses both Carnegie and CCM players and a cast of entirely CCM musical theater actors. So all that fabulous young talent from CCM will be on display in that production.
Now, getting back to Xanadu, some people would consider it a cult classic among movies. Are you anticipating a similar kind of turnout? Are you anticipating your subscribers, but then also people who are going to be coming in for the first time to the Carnegie because it's Xanadu?
Yeah, I think we will. I think folks who aren't as indoctrinated in sort of the theater repertoire will see our poster and see all the press and marketing we're putting out there and thinking, I'd like to see 12 actors on roller skates very much. And of course, all these great pop tunes from both Olivia Newton-John and Electric Light Orchestra, Evil Woman and Suddenly and Magic and all these great sort of early 80s, late 70s hits. I definitely think the audience will expand beyond your traditional theater goers, yeah.
When you selected Xanadu, obviously it's not something that jumps to the forefront of a lot of people's minds, but it's definitely something that has that sort of catch quality in terms of, I've never heard of this, or I've always wondered how they did that. What prompted you to bring Xanadu?
Well, it's the perfect summer musical. The last few shows that we've done for the summers, I mentioned Dirty Rotten Scoundrels before, filled the same slot for us, Pippin last year. So it's sort of a very funny, but also at times poignant musical, lots of dance, lots of flashy numbers, lots of great singing. Boy, it's just going to be a fun time at the theater, and it fits well in that slot for us. Also, the Carnegie's gotten in a model of producing shows that people might recognize by name or be aware of, but they've not seen because they haven't received local productions. This, in fact, will be only the second local production of Xanadu and the first professional production. And it's a show that had a decent life on Broadway, played for 500 or 600-something performances, several Tony nominations. But, you know, it didn't tour here. It hasn't been produced here. And so the Carnegie's made a lot of hay recently by sort of snatching onto these properties and giving Cincinnati audiences a chance to enjoy them as folks in other towns have.
And doing them quite successfully, I should say.
Gee, thanks.
For listeners who are interested in attending Xanadu, it will be playing at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts weekends beginning August 11th and running through August the 26th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Managing Theater Director Josh Steele. Thank you, Josh.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
For more information on the Carnegie and its productions of Xanadu, Under a Red Moon, Camelot the Concert Version, and Parade, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Camelot, Camelot, I know it gives a person pause. But in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.